In this shiurim, we've been discussing the nature of Talmud Torah and the lessons about learning Torah that can be gleaned from Parshiot of Bereshit, from we've learned a little bit about creation, about Adam and Chava, Cain and Hevel. I'd like to discuss in this shiur something we can learn about Torah learning from Avram. But first, we'll consider one of the very, very famous questions which is asked by many commentaries and by many people who are not commentaries about the story of Avram. When Avram hears that God is about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness, Avram prays for Sodom and Gomorrah, argues with God, and tries to, apparently tries to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the plan. Whereas, when Avram is commanded to slaughter, sacrifice, bring as an offering his only beloved son, Avram doesn't pray for Yitzchak's safety, Yitzchak, who was a tzaddik, who certainly didn't deserve to die. So why was Avram so kind to the wicked people of Sodom, and yet didn't pray for his son Yitzchak? The answer that I think is most appropriate at the outset to this question is that when Hashem told Avram to do something, Avram did not argue. Avram did not question the authority of God's demand and God's word. When God said, take Yitzchak to the mountain of Moriah and bring him there as an offering, Avram knew that this was God's word, this was God's command, his will, and this was what had to be done. Whereas, in regards to Sodom and Gomorrah, Hashem didn't ask anything of Avram. Hashem simply let Avram know of his plans. So Avram presumably asked himself, why is God telling me this? It must be because I'm supposed to do something with this information. Maybe to pray, maybe to argue, maybe to try to understand. So that there's a difference between Torah, which is presented as a demand, as a mitzvah, which we are obligated to follow even when we lack understanding, and Torah, which is presented to us as information to be understood, which demands critical faculties, which demands questioning, which demands learning about what's happening. But I would like to suggest that there's something more than just Avram praying for Sodom. I think that what's really happening here in the story of Sodom is that there is a real Talmud Torah discourse or dialogue going on between Hashem and Avram. In fact, Avram is acting as the proper student, as the paradigmatic disciple, as the one who questions, who argues, who criticizes, all in order to understand the teachings that are being received. Let's look at the verses here. After the three angels come to Avram's tent and reveal to him the plan that in a year's time Sarah will give birth to a son Yitzchak, two of the angels then go on to their next operation, which is the destruction of Sodom and the saving of Lot, and Avram accompanies them. After they take their leave, or maybe before they take their leave, it's not so clear in the text, God says, possibly through the offices of these angels, God says, "Hamchaseh ani me'Avraham asher ani oseh." Am I going to hide from Avram what I am doing? Va'Avram hayo yiyeh legoy gadol atzum v'nivrchu bo kol goyei ha'aretz. Avram will be a great nation, a great and mighty nation. All the nations of the world will be blessed from him. Ki yedativ, for I know him, I recognize him. Leman asher yitzaveh et banav et beito acharav, in order that he should command his children and his household after him, v'shamru derech Hashem, and they will keep the way of the Lord, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, to do righteousness and justice, l'man havi Hashem al Avraham et asher diberi alav, so that God can bring to Avram that which he has spoken, which apparently refers to having the son Yitzchak. That is, that having a son places upon Avram now the responsibility of teaching that son so that his descendants will become a nation, a great and mighty nation, that know the way of the Lord in order to do tzedakah mishpat. Now, how is this going to take place? How is Avram going to be the person who will be able to command tzedakah mishpat? That exactly is what Hashem meant at the beginning of the statement when he said, am I going to hide from Avram what I'm doing? After all, he has to understand, he has to know that I'm teaching him about tzedakah mishpat. So Hashem says, listen, Avram, I'm going to do mishpat here. I'm going to give judgment here. The people of Sodom are wicked. They deserve to be punished. There are horrible crimes going on. There's violence. There's arrogance. There's rape. There are terrible things happening. This has to be stopped, and I will do so. I will destroy Sodom. But there's tzedakah mishpat. It has to be righteousness and judgment. Avram says, but is it righteous to kill the innocent with the wicked, the just with the unjust, the tzaddikim with the rishayim? Is that righteousness? Is that true justice? By presenting the issue as Hashem presented it to Avram, Hashem elicited from Avram the proper questions. That is, the really good teacher is the one who presents the material in a way that elicits interest, curiosity, criticism, that elicits sensitivity. Avram gives off all of these attributes. He has these attributes. This is the student, the disciple, questioning the teacher, not in order to undermine the teaching, but in order to understand it. One of the basic principles of all legal questioning is to know the parameters of the principles that are being discussed. Whatever the principle might be, I'd like to give maybe an example just to show what kind of question could be asked. We know there is a rule that pikuach nefesh docha kol ha-Torah, that saving a life can override almost all halachic and mitzvah principles. So we would have to know, what does saving a life mean? What does it look like? Does that apply in any case where a life might be saved? Does it have to be for sure? What are the parameters of doubts? 50%, 20%, 25%? Does it depend on the individual's judgment at the time? These are questions that would have to be asked. Avram asks questions about the nature of the judgment of stone. If there are 50 tzaddikim, if there are 45, 40, 30, 20, 10, if there are tzaddikim in Sodom who will be destroyed together with Sodom, is this part of the divine plan? How does the divine plan work? What is judgment? Now, it's important for Avram to understand this because he is going to have to teach his children and his household the Derech Hashem, the ways of Hashem, so that he has to understand the ways that Hashem deals with the world in order to create some sort of framework of what human meaning, of what values are, of what ethics are, what is humane, and what is just, and what is godly. So these are questions that Avram develops and parameters and definitions that Avram questions and tries to arrive at by questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement that he will overturn stone. It may be that Avram, in a way, was praying not to destroy stone, that stone would not be destroyed. But another way of looking at it is that Avram was trying to understand Hashem's judgment, understand it by questioning it. Asking questions must be understood by a teacher as a way of eliciting greater understanding. The question, the questioning, is the essence of reaching deeper understanding. Avram did not question God's justice because Avram was questioning God's authority. When God presents a demand through authority, Avram would never be one to test that or to question it. As we have seen from the Akedah, and we see throughout Avram's life that whenever he is presented by a task, by a test, by a demand of God's word, Avram is up to the task. He does it immediately. What's important for Avram is that when Hashem gives him information with no instruction, that the information is to be understood. When we learn Torah, we are learning it to question it so that we will understand it. If there is something that seems to contradict, that seems not to work within the framework of our values, we have to know, what is the value? Do I have to eliminate my own? Do I have to compromise? Do I have to accept Hashem's values? I will accept Hashem's values, but let's see, is there really a disagreement? Is there really a contradiction, or is there not? These are questions that always have to be asked. Avram is the first to show us, to teach us, what the true disciple, what the true student brings into the classroom in order to confront the teacher with the need to fully understand. The teacher elicits questions. The teacher thrives on questions, thrives on curiosity. This is part of the Derech Hashem. This is part of how we learn to do tzedakah u'mishpat, righteousness and judgment. Thank you.